Coach Perry after the Tulsa game.
Okay, let me first start off by saying I was really proud of the effort from our team tonight to be able to bounce back from a very difficult loss in Houston on Sunday and come back and put this type of effort together and performance speaks volumes about their character and the resilience that they have as a group. And I was really, really pleased with their effort. Would have liked to been able to finish this game off, and that's something that we've been a challenge for us all year, being a better finisher. And but again, the effort was there to be able to put yourself in a position to win a basketball game, and we wanted to be able to do that after coming off a very difficult loss on this past Sunday.
You could tell that BJ walking off the court for the last time, he really soaked it in. It kind of hit him hard there at the end. What would you see this week, emotion-wise, from him when he realized this was going to be his final chance to play in front of all these fans?
Well, you know, it doesn't really hit you a lot of times in those days leading up to practice. It really doesn't hit you until game time. And then at the final buzzer, because you throw all your efforts and energy into playing, and at that final buzzer, that's when it really hits you that this is the last time that I'm going to be walking off this floor. And, you know, obviously it's very emotional for him. And he's a very emotional player. He wears his emotions on his sleeves, as you can see. But, again, as I've said, you know, I can't say enough about him. And not just because of his ability on the floor, but his ability off the floor. And as good a player as he's been on the floor, he's been even better off the floor. He's done a great job for us in terms of being an ambassador for not just our basketball program, our athletic department, but for our university. And I salute him for that. And as a coach, that's what you want to have, guys that are ambassadors and for your program, both on and off the floor.
Neither team shot the ball particularly well tonight. Talk about what it's like when the ball's just not going in the hole.
Well, it was a pretty interesting game in that the first half we did shoot the ball better. Both teams shot over 40-something percent from the field. But in the second half, we were struggling. Both teams were struggling. They were able to get to the free throw line and created some distance in themselves with us by able to get into the free throw line. I think they were in the bonus at about the 14-minute mark. And that was a big difference in the game, particularly in the game where both teams were struggling to shoot the ball. And I thought that was the key in the second half, them getting into the bonus early. They were able to put some distance between themselves and ours and via the free throw line.
Sean, went. You know, didn't score in the second half after a pretty big first half. Did they do anything differently, or did you just miss those shots?
Well, probably a combination of both. I thought he had some great looks that he missed. He started thinking about it a couple of times as well. He shot fake and wanted to put it down, make a play. And we always encourage him, if it's just the least bit of light, shoot it. And, you know, he did as good a job as he can do. But, again, you got a big target on your chest when you shoot the ball like he does, and particularly when he makes shots like that in the first half. So I think you have to credit them in some ways in trying to get out to him and take shots away. But also with him, he did have some great looks. I think that one possession, he had a great look, got an offensive rebound, threw it back out to him. Nobody was in sight, and he missed that shot as well. So it was just one of those nights for him.
Coach, do you expect Cantrell to be back this season?
Again, indefinite means indefinite.
Coach, you guys had scoring droughts of, I think, like 4 and 5 minutes just in the first 10 minutes of the second half. What can you tell us about just mentally how difficult it is to get yourself out of that in the midst of a game?
Well, they're tough. You know, as a coach, you want to make sure that you're getting good shots during that stretch. And if you're getting good shots and you're just missing them, I mean, you just hope that eventually the shots are going to fall. The problem or your concern is when you're not getting able to get good shots. But we got some. We had 3 or 4 that were point blank range right at the basket, and just didn't finish them. I mean, they were right there. A couple rolled in the rim and came out. And but you want to get good shots during that stretch. But sometimes it's all seemingly like a lid on top of it.
Anything else for Coach Perry?
Coach, the interim situation. Have there been any conversations about the possibility of you continuing in the position as head coach?
Well, from the very beginning, it was understanding that I was going to coach the basketball team. I was going to take it one game at a time. At the conclusion of the season, that's when I would have an opportunity to sit down and talk with the athletic director about the possibility of staying on as the coach and removing that tag from interim to just head coach. And he was very candid with me. I was going to be a candidate for the job, and I just took it for one game at a time. And I think we still got a little bit more basketball left. But at the very end, when everything's all said and done, I'm sure there'll be some other candidates along with myself, and we'll sit down and try to get things figured out.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.